you want a little wisdom, listen to Rabbi Brian. Rabbi Brian!
Hi, Rabbi Brian here. Want to share with you a quote from Oscar Wilde, who said, if you don't like someone, the way they hold their spoon will make you furious. If you like them, they can drop a plate of food in your lap and you wouldn't mind. I teach this to the students at my school, and they all seem to understand it quite well. If you dislike someone, their hairstyle, their clothes, the car they drive, the way they breathe, will annoy you. But if you like them, you forgive all their sins, don't you? This is about confirmation bias. Once you've decided that someone is a certain way, you look for proof. You look for things that confirm your bias. This is true with parenting, unfortunately. If you have decided as a parent that your child is greedy, you will see that your child is greedy. I like to substitute can be instead of is, right? My daughter can hoard things. She does it a lot. We just cleaned out like 14 bags that she had around the house just filled with things. Okay, a little bit of an exaggeration, it was 11. Confirmation bias gets us into a lot of problems. Our egos are so desirous of proving ourselves right that that's what we do over and over again. As an example, and I was on the right side of this confirmation bias recently, my friend Brent had lent me a glass. We were at a block party, and he lent me a glass of his that he loved that had Snoop Dogg on it. And I gave it to my mother to try a local IPA, and unfortunately, the glass fell and dropped. And Brent was fine with that because Brent loves me. But had it been somebody else, I wonder what his reaction would have been. I want us to bring this to God for a moment, the God of your understanding. Maybe you're so certain that God is or isn't a certain way, or that the universe is or isn't a certain way, that we just keep confirming that bias. And we keep seeing that, as opposed to be open to the possibility that things might not be the way our ego dictates and says it must be. Here's spiritual religious homework this week. Notice your biases and see if you can't see beyond them. That's it for this podcast. With about 12 seconds and lots of love, I'm Rabbi Brian.